This is an extract from the Nature Podcast. For the full show, visit nature.com/nature/podcast.
Here on the Nature Podcast, we talk quite a lot about climate change.
Agreed, but it is quite important.
True. Well, we've got another climate change related story today, but this one is rather unusual. Rather than focusing on preventing the planet from warming up, today we're talking about how to slow down sea level rise. There's a proposal from a group of scientists writing in a comment piece in Nature this week that one solution could be massive engineering projects in Antarctica. I got in touch with one of the scientists proposing this. John Moore is a glaciologist who knows Antarctica pretty well.
Working in Antarctica, the first thing I would say that you notice is the silence. It is so quiet. There's no cars. There's no wind rustling through trees. And if you look around, of course, you see no evidence of humanity existence at all, except the tent that you're living in.
So it feels like this pristine environment is one of the last places you'd want to be doing big construction projects in. But these glaciers and ice shelves are already under threat or disappearing, right?
The northern parts of the Antarctic Peninsula are where the ice shelves have started to collapse in the last 20 years or so. So yeah, what used to be a solid ice shelf, perhaps 200 metres thick, is essentially open water or covered by just a metre or two of sea ice.
And that brings us to the problem, which is that all this melting ice is what's actually making the sea levels rise.
At the moment, it's not making a very big contribution to sea level rise, but it's expected that Antarctica will become more and more significant and even dominant through the rest of this century to global sea level rise.
And we're talking about really big predictions for the amount of sea level rise. So maybe on average a metre over the next 100 years, and then obviously floods become more common too. So that's going to be somewhat problematic.
Without any adaptation measures to avoid flooding, the damage would run into trillions of dollars per year. More realistically, with adaptation done along coastlines, building walls, dikes, etc., hardening cities and vulnerable infrastructure such as nuclear power stations, that's expected to be of the order of perhaps $10 to $50 billion per year by the end of the century.
So I guess that's the current assumption. What I would assume that we're going to do about sea level rise is, okay, Ryan, let's try and protect coastal cities. Let's kind of do what we can as it happens. But your comment piece is sort of suggesting an alternative route to try and preemptively stop some of that sea level rise.
So one idea is simply to build a wall so that you actually physically stop the warm water from being able to approach the ice. The other part is to try to stabilize the ice shelves by giving them some land to make contact with. And what that does is that the ice shelf grinds up against this little island that we built and very much stabilizes the flow. It means that the ice shelf itself is much less vulnerable to disintegrating. The third idea is a little bit different. We're taking these large ice streams that are flowing very, very quickly on a thin layer of melt water. So if you can dry the bottom of the bed of the glacier, it will increase the friction and it will slow the glacier down, which in turn will mean that there's less melt water produced because it's sliding a lot slower. And as you slow the glacier down, it is carving less ice into the ocean.
All three of those ideas sound just kind of huge.
By definition, geoengineering is not small scale. But in terms of the comparison to existing civil engineering projects, it is not total science fiction. The kinds of numbers that you get are either of the order of very large engineering projects like the Suez Canal, or an order of magnitude or so larger than that.
Now, despite that sounding very expensive, you argue that it's still actually going to be much cheaper than the total future cost of protecting all the coastlines and power stations and things. But are people actually going to be willing to do it? What's been the general reaction to these ideas?
Whenever I talk about it with my colleagues, the initial reaction is absolute horror at the idea of going to Antarctica and doing this large construction project, which would be certainly much bigger than anything going on in Antarctica at the present. But when people actually consider what the alternatives are, then you have to make a balance and try to figure out, well, you know, perhaps you have to risk damaging some comparatively small region, but to try to preserve the bigger ice sheet and the bigger global sea level.
And say we manage it, how much time does that actually give us?
It depends, of course, on how much warming of the atmosphere is taking place at the same time. So this is not an alternative. I can't emphasize that too strongly. This is not an alternative to finding alternatives to burning fossil fuels. That has to be done as well. But our simulations at the moment suggest that we could delay sea level rise for perhaps 200-300 years by making these kinds of constructions in the West Antarctica.
That was John Moore of the Beijing Normal University and the University of Lapland. You can read the comment piece to find out more about how to geoengineer a glacier at nature.com/news.